as the radio was covering the super glorious Bomet meeting. And then at that time, the Lord made me fall asleep. That moment when Bomet, you know, was live on radio, reviewing what happened in Bomet, then the Lord Almighty, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah El Olam, he made me fall asleep, and he showed me the Nakuru Menengai 6 super glorious revival meeting. And it was unbelievable what he has shown me. And very huge, very, very massive. This is the biggest meeting on the earth going to take place at Nakuru Menengai 6. It will be the biggest meeting on the earth, probably the biggest we have had in Nakuru Menengai. And at that time, the Lord Almighty showed me cripples that are walking. The moment he brings me to the meeting, it's an explosive. Because I see a lot of bishops running, pointing like this. Over there, a cripple over there. A cripple has walked over there. Another cripple this way. And they're running. They're running and pointing with their fingers. Over there, my Lord. Another cripple has walked from this side. Over there, cripples are walking on this direction. And they were running. And at the same time, I'm seeing also the cripples that have been healed in a group. At the end, it's a group of cripples, the way it happened in Nakuru Menengai 4 and 5. You remember at one time, I was walking with a lot of cripples, group of cripples around the altar. At the point, at the end of it now, after they're running left and right, chaotic, very, very chaotic. Beautiful, beautiful. I think the biggest meeting in the whole earth is about to take place at Nakuru Menengai 6. It will be the biggest meeting in the history of the earth. Very, very massive. But the bishops were running, pointing, saying, my Lord, over there, over there, cripple walk, and over here, another cripple here, over here, another cripple, blind eyes here, there, here, there. There was a lot of chaos. The Lord has just given me a little glimpse of what is coming to Nakuru Menengai 6. It's unbelievable. It's overwhelming. The bishops need to prepare very well, because otherwise this will run you over. You'll not be able to handle this. It was totally overwhelming and unhandleable. You cannot handle this. Unhandleable. Overwhelming. All directions, cripples, blind, deaf. It was chaotic. And at one point then, I'm now walking with a group, a total group of cripples. I don't know whether they are 10 or they are 20, who are following me now around the altar. This is going to be very massive, massive. The biggest revival meeting in the history of the earth is about to take place at Nakuru Menengai 6, blessed people. And it will be absolutely historic. Absolutely shocking and historic. Absolutely historic. Absolutely overwhelming, blessed people. Totally overwhelming. If the bishops don't handle themselves well, this is going to be totally overwhelming. They may not be able to handle this. And that's why I am urging them to organize themselves very well. Let them have many microphones in the meeting. Many, like 20 microphones with different bishops out there, different pastors out there, overseers out there. Because it's absolute chaos when it takes place. Chaotic. There is running in this direction. The creepers have got enough over there. My Lord's over there. Over this way, creepers. And I see a group of bishops, something like 4 or 5 headed, disappointing, rushing, pointing with their fingers. Another group pointing this direction. And by the lady bishops also running, disappointing, saying, look, another creeper, my Lord, I've not got enough. And chaotic is like crying. Holy chaos over there. Mighty, massive. Overwhelming. This, if we don't organize well, will run you over. So we need to be very careful now. The senior archbishop and his team, they need to mobilize more than 20 microphones in different places, so that at the same time, the Lord has shown me the exact moment when he brings me to the meeting. It's like a nuclear bomb has hit the meeting. It is chaos. It is holy chaos, blessed people. Beautiful revival. Every direction, dust. And then I see the legs. I see the totally crippled legs, unbelievable, stepping down, totally crippled. They were shriveled and crippled. I see one of them, they stepping, beginning to step down with the toes. And one of them comes to me and hugs me, and I begin to rub their head. So, my daughter, thank you. You have walked, and they are crying and walking, and comes to me, and I hold them and begin rubbing their head. It's chaos. It's very chaotic. It's going to be very massive. Very, very massive. The ushers and the bishops and the pastors of Athias and the deputy archbishops need to be very prepared. This is massive. I've seen already people are baptizing. There's a big baptism revival that has broken out, which is not being announced on radio. But I've seen the reports coming from all over the nations. Like in Nairobi, massive baptisms have begun all over. People are preparing to go before God. Tremendous blessed people, what is coming to Nakuru Menengai speech. Very, very mighty, very beautiful, very awesome, very excellent, a very big visitation. It is going to be a celebration of the eternal blood of Jesus. The celebration of the authority of the power of the blood of Jesus. The power of Jesus is going to be the most historic meeting in the history of the earth ever since creation, blessed people. So let people prepare very, very well. This is going to be beautiful, awesome, tremendous, powerful, glorious, mighty, mightiest. The Messiah is coming. Thank you. Let everybody turn away from sin now. Repent. Repent. Repent and turn away from sin. The King is coming. Look at the type of visitation coming. People are being baptized now all over the country. All of a sudden, there is a baptism revival that has struck the country right now. People are receiving Jesus and being baptized at this hour. Very big, blessed people. Thank you.
Beloved listeners, what a mighty, mighty, mighty moment, beloved people. The mega prophets of the Lord God Yahweh have just been live on air with a very